of the Lord. Father, we bless you this morning. We exhort you. You are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace over us. We honor you. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised. You are lifted up higher. We honor you, Lord. Lord, we bless you for your grace, for your mercy, for your love, for your kindness. Oh, Father, we worship you. You are King. You are good. And there is none like you. We worship you, Lord. We bow before you. For who is like unto you, O Lord? We honor you, Father. You are great and you are kind. We bless your name. Father, we honor you for your mercy, O Lord. You are the Lord and that is your name. And Lord, this morning we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 21st of August, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy, for his grace upon your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, declare by the word of the Lord that the Lord go before me into you this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I raise the banner of the Lord Jesus upon me. I declare that all other knees must bow. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord and I cancel any evil that is programmed into this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that all that is in you work together in my favor. All that is in you work together for my blessing. In the name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon that is prepared into this day will prosper over my life. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every evil word that has been spoken into this day. You are canceled in the name of Jesus. Oh, for the word of the Lord says, no weapon fashioned against me will prosper, and any tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. In the name of Jesus, for this is my portion as a child of God. Every evil word that is pronounced upon this day, I cancel them in the name of Jesus. I declare this day, I redeem you with the blood of Jesus. Oh, this day, I declare you a day of blessing. Oh, this day, I declare you a day of testimonies. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord establish his blessing upon me. I declare that the Lord establish his goodness in my life. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare this day that in this day my joy will not be taken away. Oh, this day my place no man will take, my place no man will steal. In the name of Jesus, I am established in the goodness of the Lord. I am established in glorious things. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am not trapped in darkness. In the name of Jesus, for the light of God shine upon me. Even though darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people, the Lord will arise upon me and his grace, his glory, his blessing shall be seen upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I cover myself and my household with the blood of Jesus. Oh, this day no evil will befall me in the name of Jesus, and no plague will come near my dwelling. For the Lord will give his angels charge over me. They will keep me in all my ways. Oh, I declare this day that the Lord God is with me. Oh, the Lord God that justifies me is with me. Who will stand against me? The Lord that justifies me is with me. Who will fight against me? Who will condemn me? Behold, they will wax old as garments, and the moth will eat them up. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is with me like the mighty man of war. Oh, when the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises standard against them. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord command his blessing upon me, command his blessing upon my storehouses, command his blessing upon the works of my hand. In the name of Jesus, I stretch forth my hand unto the Lord. It is the Lord God that teaches my hand to make profit. I make profit today in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord give me knowledge. The Lord give me wisdom and understanding to deal and to go through this day in the name of Jesus. My ways are secured. My ways is directed by the Spirit of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, this morning we are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday. Yesterday we began talking about prophecy by the leading of the Holy Spirit. And we read from the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 to 12. But this is something that we are able to stand upon yesterday, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of dark places in this world, against wickedness in the high places. By the grace of God, we were able to see that it is not just receiving the prophecy, but for you to sit and understand that every declaration of prophecy is a declaration of war. And as a child of God, when the prophecy is released upon you, you don't just sit and fold your hand. It is time for you to launch into prayer. It is time for you to launch into battle, because he has given you the opportunity to walk on the technicality of time to see what he has prepared for you. And that is why it is mandated for you as a child of God, even after the prophecy has been given unto you, you have to walk it out diligently with prayer. You stand on the watch and you begin to pray, so that this prophecy will not just go without it being fulfilled in your lifetime. Listen to me, the word of God cannot be changed. No man can change the word of God, but you that the word is released over can either be stopped, delayed, or taken out of the way. So it is you that will position yourself in a place whereby you will live, not just being alive, but being alive, being well, to see the fulfillment, to eat the fulfillment of the prophecy that has been released upon you. This morning, by the grace of God, we are reading from the book of 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 20 and verse 21. Knowing this first, that no prophecy is of any private interpretations, for prophecy never came by the will of men, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. I want to bring a distinction to prophecy that you have been receiving and prophecy that has been declared over you, that no prophecy is by the interpretations of men, provided that that prophecy that has been proclaimed over you, you got it from the right place, the right source. Understand that it is not by the interpretations of men. It does not come from the will of men, but every prophecy that is given to you by God, that is from the mouth of the man of God, a true man of God, they did not come by their own will, but the prophecy came upon your life by the move of the Holy Spirit, by the prompt of the Holy Spirit. That is where the prophecy come unto you. Understand that prophecy is not given by the will of men. Understand that it is not something that the man giving the prophecy to you cook up together, but it is a privilege that God has given to him through the Spirit of God to look into the future and declare the mind of God upon your life. I want you to hold that in your hand. Hold that in your hand. Prophecy come by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The prophecy that has been given, that has been spoken concerning you, was released, or is released, is being released by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It is giving you the opportunity to walk on time, to see the future. It's like the Holy Spirit gives you the opportunity to bring the future closer to you. It's like opening a book that is far, bringing it close to you and giving you a peep into the next chapter that you are yet to get to. That is how prophecy is. I will keep adding this condition for you as we speak about prophecy, that peradventure it's a prophecy that is released from a true man of God, that is from the Spirit of the Lord. Now, as your prophecy is being declared, there are principalities that has assigned itself to ensure that the prophecy is prolonged. I said it the other time, that the word of the Lord cannot be changed. You cannot stop the word of the Lord. You cannot break his word. But listen to this, the owner of the prophecy can either be stopped, taken out, or be derailed. What the enemy can do is to derail you out of the prophecy that has been spoken concerning you, but they cannot stop the will of God concerning your life. The word of the Lord concerning you cannot be changed. The prophecy is released already, but stand on your feet and declare it, that his word will be fulfilled in your life. Don't just listen, don't just receive prophecy, but launch yourself into prayer. Take authority over kingdom of darkness, over principality that has been assigned to your lineage. There are powers that has been assigned to your lineage to delay, to deter, are the fulfillment of God's prophecy over your life. Know this today. The devil is not given the privilege to know your tomorrow. Now, this prophecy that is declared upon you is like giving the devil the opportunity to see something about your future. And that is why you need to pray. You need to arise and pray. You need to arise and stand and pray. Establish the fulfillment of the prophecy to establish the alignment of your life with the word that has been released upon you. David was anointed to be king over Israel long time before he became king, and the devil used every opportunity to derail him from the fulfillment of this prophecy. He tried every opportunity to take him out of the way. But for God and for the steadfastness of David, always standing in the presence of the Lord, always encouraging himself in the presence of the Lord, and always inquiring from him before he takes any step. Dearly beloved, I'm going to round up today and trusting that the Lord will allow us to continue tomorrow. But I want you to hold this in your hand, that as sweet and beautiful as prophecy sound, beloved, prepare for war. Rise up in prayer and declare it. Those prophecy that has been given to you, and you are beginning to think, oh, this prophecy did not even come to pass, it's like they are just joking with me, oh, it's like God is not handing upon his word. Beloved, listen, the scripture says none of the word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord will go back to him void. But that word that has come out concerning you, the Lord said that word will prosper, must stay, stand, and prosper in that which he has purposed it to do. It is you that you need to arise and enforce the alignment of your life with the prophecy that has been declared over you. Like I said it now, the powers of darkness that want to take you out, that want to derail you, or want to make sure that your journey is in another direction, just to take you away from the fulfillment of that prophecy, you need to pray. I want you to pray that in the name of Jesus, this morning, I stand in alignment with the prophecy over my life, with the prophecy that has been declared over me. I stand today in alignment for the fulfillment of that prophecy in the name of Jesus. Oh, the prophecy that has been given to me, proclaimed upon me, given to me by you, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, I stand in alignment. Oh, I stand in alignment for the fulfillment of that prophecy in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray that in the name of Jesus, that I enforce the fulfillment of my prophecy. I enforce the fulfillment of my prophecy this day in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that in the name of Jesus, your life aligned with the fulfillment of God's word over your life in the name of Jesus. I declare over you the fulfillment of your prophecy is enforced in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. As you go today, the hand of the Lord is upon you. The grace of the Lord is upon your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Permit me to remind you that our program is going to be next week, Thursday. It's going to be 28th of August 2025. That is next week, Thursday. Exactly a week now. Next week, Thursday, 12 noon at Oluwa Damilare Garden, Sango Elele Road, Ibadan. Plan, prepare, pray to be part of this program. The grace of the Lord be upon you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me also remind you of the coming of our Lord Jesus. He is coming, and there is no doubt about that. Prepare yourself for his coming. Be a light unto others. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.